Proclamation number 2193, dated the December 24th, 1941. Harshest measures. Fearless speaking. Strong will. It requires strong-minded people to fearlessly spread divine revelations, for everything which signifies spiritual progress, which these revelations aim to achieve, will result in harshest countermeasures and war will be declared on all spiritual striving. But in addition, divine revelations are so implausible to people as long as they are still spiritually unenlightened. Every message from the spiritual kingdom requires an element of faith in order to be unhesitatingly accepted. Where faith does not exist, they will be rejected and efforts will be made to fight against the bearers of light, who only want to pass on divine wisdom. People will want to ban the distribution of truth and for this purpose establish almost unrealizable laws. And an irresolute person will yield to these laws and deny God his cooperation. Divine love, however, wants the truth to be spread. It seeks to guide people towards this knowledge and for this very reason reveals this knowledge to them through a person. But this person, too, will fearlessly have to pass on the information he heard through the grace of God and his spirit. For as soon as he is deemed worthy of receiving this extraordinary grace, his path of ascent becomes easier, but he also has the task of showing his fellow human beings the path leading upwards, i.e., of making the divine grace equally accessible to them. Thus, he must speak up and try to pass on what he received through spiritual mediation. And this needs courage regarding the worldly authority, even though the proclaimers of the divine word should acknowledge every earthly authority providing it does not openly oppose God's commandments. Anyone who tries to live according to these commandments will also recognize which worldly measures are justified or not, and he will know which laws he has to follow first. Proclaiming the divine revelations to these people will not be unsuccessful. They will be accepted due to the existing faith in a God of love and of mercy, of wisdom and of omnipotence. But where no faith exists at all, the proclaimer of the word will have to fight with the sword of his tongue and may not be afraid if he is told to stop speaking. He is needed as a mediator between God and people, and he must faithfully administer this position as a mediator. He must untiringly pass on the word he receives and mention everything that is revealed to him. For it is essential that humanity wakes up from its slumber and that it is given the information about God's obvious working which is based on his love for people who are close to their spiritual downfall. These are the people he wants to save and guide out of darkness into light. He offers his grace to them and leaves it up to them to avail themselves of it. And this gift of grace should be fearlessly mentioned because it is God's will. Amen.